Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday, we continued with the answer for the eighth question. So listen, because this is a long one.
And when the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Christians go through tribulation in this life, but they don't go through the tribulation that's going to try the whole earth when God pours out his judgment. And the reasoning that we need to see behind this is that God has a purpose for everyone and everything. And just as Job goes through this and he develops a great patience that even Jesus refers to as the patience of Job as an example. And we're told of Jesus Christ himself, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. And he had a choice for that not to happen. But he did the will of God. Now in Job chapter 23, verses 8 through 10, I think all of us can associate with this. Job says, behold, I go forward. But he is not there. And backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand, where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him. But he knoweth the way that I take. And when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. You see, now that's faith. And to have faith when you're going through trials means that you trust God. So he knows he's going through trials. He says, I go forward. I can't see God. I look back. I can't find him. Every side, I look up, down, everywhere I look, I cannot behold him. He's not listening, it seems as, but yet he knows. The Lord knows what he's doing. He knows the way that he takes. And after the trial's over, he says, I shall come forth as gold. I like what a friend of mine wrote in when he wrote about Psalm chapter 42, verse 5 and verse 11. There it said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Realize that your help cometh from the Lord. That's why the psalmist will say in the 121st Psalm, I looked unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Verse 11 of Psalm 42, the same psalm, he says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. God is my help. Yes, your soul can get very disquieted in you. You've been hurt. Your spirit has been wounded by others, by those close to you. But keep your hope in God. Keep your eyes on the Lord. He will keep them in perfect peace whose heart is stayed on him. In Psalm 43, the very next psalm, verse 5, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. In other words, don't quit in the midst of trial. Don't quit when it seems like everything's going badly and going wrong. You just keep on keeping on. Sometimes the Lord chastens his own. In Psalms 139, verse 23 and verse 24, we read the famous passage in which an invitation song has been made that we sing in our churches. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Now, this is saying, Lord, search my heart. Show me myself. And when God shows you yourself, let me tell you something. I can say this by experience. When God shows you yourself, it's not a pretty picture. And I'm talking about the inward parts, the deep parts. Without God showing it to you, you feel pretty good about yourself. But when God shows you yourself, then you see how much a sinner you are, but also how great His grace is. On the other hand, I always suggest Psalm 62:8, where it says, trust in Him at all times. Oh, yes, in the good times, but also in the bad times. Trust in Him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us, Selah. You see, God is our refuge. Pour out your heart to Him. You know, people would talk to me, things they could have told the Lord about, but they, although they say they believe in God, they don't feel like they're talking to a real person, I don't think. And so they pour these things out that God wants to help them with, but they're trying to trust me, and I've got to take His word and try to help them to trust God. And yet, because your relationship is personal, you can get it from God without my help. And that's what God wants you to do. He wants you to develop such a personal relationship with Him that your help comes from Him. That's why the 119th Psalm, verse 24, says that about His word, that it's my counselors, not just a counselor, but all of His word, acts like counselors for the various things that come up in our life. But then, this lady asked about, is God chastening her? Well, let's think about that. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 through 11, it says this, ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children, my son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor think that his don't quit when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth. Now, scourgeth has the meaning of the flog with a whip. He scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. What son is he of whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, that is, all sons of a father are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. You're not illegitimate. You're an illegitimate child. You say, that's a strong word. Yes, it is. Furthermore, we've had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? See, too many people are selective about what they want to do, about what God says, His commandments and all that. Well, I'll do this, but I'm not going to do that. I have it in church. I would like to teach. Well, okay, we've got this class of children that needs it. Well, no, I want to teach adults. See, they're selective. This is what I want to do. We need help on the bus ministry. Well, you know, I don't want to do that, boy. You got to get there early on Sunday morning, late, you know, taking them home after church and everybody else at home, blah, blah. Well, they're not wanting to serve God. They're not wanting to serve God. They want something that makes them feel good about themselves, not to serve God out of a heart of love. They're not in subjection to the Father of spirits. So it goes on in verse 10 of Hebrews chapter 12, for they, that is our fathers, verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure. But he, that is God, for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. You see, when we spank our children, We are trying to get them to a standard of behavior that's good. The Lord is trying to get us to a place in our life where we're holy. Now in verse 11, he says, now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Now understand, there may be people behind the problems that you're having, and maybe God's allowing them to be that, to bring chastening in your life. And yet, if you will just pray for those people by name, you know, when you get to praying on a regular basis for them and praying for their good, it's hard to hate people that you're praying for in a right and loving way. They may not really have the spiritual capacity to understand the wrong they're doing. But we should understand and be a blessing. So I cannot tell you what it is, whether the Lord's chastening you, or whether you're going through trials and troubles to strengthen you and to prepare you for a work, as Moses was 40 years in the wilderness being prepared. I will tell you this, the Lord will not give you more than you can stand. That is, more than you can stand without Him. Without Him, you can't stand much. In 1 Corinthians 10, 12 and 13, wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. Sometimes that's when it comes, is when you think, man, I'd never do that. I'd never do this. You're the one that's going to fall. So wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall, because that's a pride thing then. But he goes on to say, there hath no temptation, no trial, no troubles taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer, that is, not allow you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear. In other words, God always makes a way for you to be able to bear up in these things. So you trust Him for it all. Now, you may think things are hopeless. Perhaps you've been around a doctor who says, your case is hopeless. And that's devastating news to absorb, they said, about a cancer or something like that. No matter how well prepared you are to hear it, or how gently a doctor may say it. Hopeless? Perhaps you've never had to deal with a report as severe as that. But surely, there have been situations, large and small, that you have faced with a feeling of hopelessness. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm.